think that it makes sense for us to present ourselves before the American people to talk about the nature of the problems that we're having in our financial system, to talk about how it relates to our global standing in the world, what implications it has for our national security, how it relates to critical questions like the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, obviously, if it turns out that we need to be in Washington, we've both got big planes. We've painted our slogans on the sides of them. They can get us from Washington, D.C. to Mississippi fairly quickly.
The last thing we need in these delicate negotiations is an injection of presidential politics.
The party is over for this compensation for CEOs who take the golden parachute as they drive their companies into the ground. The party is over for the disparity in our country between our CEOs making almost immoral salaries. The party is over.
We need to be focused on
becoming more precarious by the day. That's it. I face the choice.
But I think it is also important that the American
becoming more precarious by the day. That's it. I face the choice.
In moving the economy forward. I believe that we should continue
becoming more precarious by the day. That's it. I face the choice.
The party is over.
I'm a strong believer in free enterprise, so my natural instinct is to oppose government intervention. I believe companies that make bad decisions should be allowed to go out of business, but these are not normal circumstances. The market is not functioning properly. There's been a widespread loss of confidence, and major sectors of America's financial system are at risk of shutting down.
Tonight,
the government's top economic experts warn that without immediate action by Congress, America could slip into a financial panic. A depressing scenario would unfold. More banks could fail, including some in your community. Stock market would drop even more. The value of your home could plummet. Closures would rise dramatically. And if you own a business or a farm, you would find it harder and more expensive to get credit. More businesses would close their doors. The market is not functioning properly. The market is not functioning properly. The market is not functioning properly. The country could experience a long and painful recession. Citizens, we must not let this happen. I know that an economic rescue package will present a tough vote for many members of Congress. It is difficult to pass a bill that commits so much of the taxpayers' hard-earned money, pay the cost of excesses on Wall Street. Given the situation we are facing, not passing a bill now would cost these Americans much more. How would a rescue plan work, including mortgage-backed securities, now clogging the financial system? This would free banks to resume the flow of credit to American families. The participation of financial institutions, large and small. It should make certain that failed executives do not receive a windfall from your tax dollars. Close consultation with Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and SEC Chairman Chris Cox. The market is not functioning properly. The market is not functioning properly, protecting your money. Financial system. The banks to resume the flow of credit to American families. The market is not functioning properly. The market is not functioning properly. The market is not functioning properly.